Hey, a lot of matchmaking going on here. You food producers like Martin Donovan there being matched up with customers, food producers being matched up with retailers, and also quite a few businesses have matched up with a mentor at Bloom. I think what you're going to find surprising about this next conversation is that many of the businesses that have approached a mentor for a bit of advice are very far from starting out on their road in business. I'm joined by Annie Dunn, a mentor from the Art of Great Food, by Anne Rudden from Anya's Chocolates, who has been mentored by Annie, and by Nicholas Dunn from Killowen Farm, who has been working with his own mentor in recent years. Good morning. Thank you very much, all of you, for joining us, though it's not exactly a penance coming in here today, really, is it? I don't think, folks. Annie, you grew up on a dairy farm in Cavan. Life then took you to London, a decade-long career in Harrods Food Hall. So obviously, you're no business slouch yourself. Why commit yourself to getting involved in somebody else's business?
Well, I think for me, I suppose my heart and my passion lies in food. And I suppose having been fortunate enough to grow up on a dairy farm and been exposed to what really good food is all about, it felt like my career was going to go down that pathway. When I chose to actually leave Harrods, I actually reached out to some of my own mentors in life and was at a juncture in my own journey as to where I wanted to go. And they said, the best thing that you can do at this point is take all the experience of 25 years of working in the industry and share it with others. So I wasn't quite sure what that meant. But once I started to work with businesses, and I suppose I'd been working with over 150 suppliers in Harrods as it was, I realised that where I could add value was a really great feeling for me. And
but why do it for others?
Why do it for others? Because I feel I have a level of experience in the industry that helps others to grow, and I suppose it just makes me feel good. And it's amazing just working with people like Anne from Anya's and identifying growth opportunities. I love change. I'm drawn to change. I'm drawn to innovation. And businesses, particularly in the food industry, have to be at the cusp of wanting to change all the time and evolving because there's a lot of factors that are constantly changing within the industry.
So what Annie's trying to say nicely is she wanted to show off how much she knew in life. Anne, I don't understand why it is that you, after you're 25 years in this business. I'm 25 years old too. That's some coincidence. That why at that stage in business, when you were really, really successful already, turn to a mentor?
Well, I've always turned to mentors because I do believe you need a good mentor to succeed as well. Because being in business, you know, you're there on your own, but the expert that you can get from mentors is absolutely amazing, and especially like from Annie. For me, 25 years in business, I'm very successful, but I was at, I suppose, a turning block. The business grew with me. So 25 years in business, I got older, the business got older, but you know, the marketplace is changing. And you know, to keep up, you need to be very, very innovative. The shelves are crowded out there, you know, globally. Mm. And I wanted, as a proud Cavan woman, to get my brand, you know, to increase my brand awareness. And I suppose... And
were you only ever going to take on another Cavan woman as a mentor? don't answer that. What did Annie bring to the game for you?
Well, for me, it was all about the brand of Anya's Handmade Chocolate. And we strategically brought our brand to our true brand identity. And that was, you know, looking at our core USPs, which is what it is, truly handmade. And we looked then at our brand identity and the logo, and we elevated, you know, our logo to make sure that our brand can, you know, stand out in that retail, that luxury retail market.
Something that'll make it just pop off the shelf.
Right? Yeah, and that people will stop and say, wow.
As they clearly do. Your awful tease bringing that amount of chocolate into studio and placing it right under my nose, because it does pop into your eye line. Nicholas, can I talk to you about mindset changes? I mean, you've gone from dairy farmer to businessman. Did you was having a mentor essential to that, or did you make that transition on your own?
No, not at all, Philip. I think, look, it, like from day one, really, it was all about having the right people, the right skill set. So, like, if you take it is from milking cows on a daily basis to actually then starting to run a production unit in Cologne to trying to market it, deal with HR, deal with people through that, is I didn't have the skill set to do that. What I needed is to talk to someone that did have that skill set. And it can be, you can go two roads. You can be a loner and think you can do it yourself, or actually you can reach out. And
That's like almost a personality change for somebody who's been doing what you do, because farmers get to and generally tend to like their own company, which is just as well for them. You don't get much time alone running a business the size of yours, do you?
No, you never get any time alone. But the good thing is I can pick up the phone. And I can phone somewhere, or they'll come in, and we'll, you know, there's different people for different courses, and how you do that is, like, we would have started through the original through leader into the LEOs, then Board Bia, who are brilliant at seeing what your skill set is, and sort of saying, well, listen, this is where we think you should move. You should talk to this, and maybe you should get them to mentor you for a period and get you through a period, and then
the fact that it was subsidised or made free in some cases, I think, by LEO or by Enterprise Ireland. Helps, I would imagine.
Huge. Like Enterprise Ireland are fantastic at their mentoring programs, and they'll never sort of say, listen, you need to go with that person, whatever. But they said, here's a range of people to have a look at, see who you get on with, talk to them, or whatever. And mentors are good like that. You can get to know them, understand where they're coming from, and a lot of them have been there and done that already. What Annie has been sort of saying is, well, given that experience.
In your yogurt business, then, best single idea that a mentor has brought to the program that you would never have had yourself, what was it?
The devil's advocate piece is you're selling them the dream of Cologne, or, you know, our vision or our mission or whatever on it, and they actually coming back to you and challenging that, and you suddenly realising, maybe, do you know what,
my idea wasn't that great. Yeah,
but it had the foundation of it. You had it right, but you just we didn't have the delivery of it or how to take it on to the next step. And they paint you a pathway of doing it and showing you. So, it's
Annie, obviously, yes, you can be cautious and you can be a help to somebody like Nicholas. But I wonder, there must be a temptation when it's not your own business, when you're not invested in it, literally, financially, as well as emotionally, that you might be able to take or think about taking a few more risks than you would if it were your own business. Do you have to temper your ambition in that respect?
Look, I think the role of a mentor comes in many different ways. I think you have to challenge the norm, and, you know, present ideas that maybe hasn't been thought about yet, or, as Nicholas said, a pathway. But I think in the case of Anne with Áine's, it was a matter of building the confidence. So actually the idea, the foundation,
that woman's confidence
was there. Well, 25 years in business, confectionery is a challenging category. There's lots of great, you know, producers and brands coming through. And I suppose Anne was perhaps, you know, honestly feeling like, you know, I'm getting swamped, really. And how do I stand out in the crowd? So part of that role was to build the confidence back into it, and that actually there's a great story there. It's still the exact same story as 25 years ago, but it just needed to be wrapped up in a slightly different way.
And at the time that you met Annie, or brought Annie in with you, you were particularly worried about the price of cocoa. How was that affecting your ambitions?
Well, last February, when I came back from the Ivory Coast and the cocoa market just went through the roof, I was like, am I going to stay in business, being honest with you, because it tripled and it was just crazy. And I just felt I really, really now have to, you know, I've worked for 25 years. I absolutely love what I do. I want to stay in business. I'm not going to, you know, lie down here. Mm-hmm. I want to keep going, and I want to be better, and to prove that it was, look at that brand and just move it to the next level. Okay.
So what you really needed was somebody, a business mentor, almost as in the form of a personal trainer. You needed somebody saying, no, give me that extra push up. Keep on going.
Keep going, and you're great. You are great, but you just need to be better.
But but also to just help Aunt understand that there are programmes out there that would really benefit her at that point that she was at. And the Brambyte programme, which is one of the, Anne was one of the participants on last year, funded by Skillnet Ireland, was the reason why Anne was able to take her brand from, you know, where it was last week to where it is now today in terms of its new look and feel. And that journey, that programme, it was a 15-week programme, really helped to elevate her.
And in selecting a mentor, Nicholas, I presume you don't have to go for another managing director type. You can go for somebody whose area of expertise is packaging or distribution and logistics or whatever.
Yeah, I think it depends on what your issue is, and it's talking it through. First of all, first piece is for someone to listen to you. That's the first piece, and sort of give you a steer or whatever, and out of that, and like it, you can move it on. But like the other piece is the programs that say Philip that you do with say both Enterprise Ireland and Board B. Like I've just come off one with Enterprise Ireland. It's a Leading Edge program that just ran. There's 31 companies in that. Before I left, we had a WhatsApp group with 31 people in it. I know them. I spent 3.5 days with them or whatever, and I know them all very well. But I can text or phone any one of them and sort of say, listen, you were
really?
Talking. Yeah, it's incredible.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I would have thought on some level, you're all competitors as well, aren't you?
In the room, Philip, there was only two food producers in the room. There was guys from sustainability, there was printers, there was project managers. There was almost 31 different businesses.
Okay.
But the honesty in the room, when you put business people in the room, the honesty that comes in with people and the amount of sharing that they're willing to do. I think a number of years ago, I'd done a program, Coca-Cola Thrive program with Enterprise Ireland. There's eight of us. It's 8 years ago. We still contact. There's eight of us that contact one another. We'd put up on a WhatsApp or we'd make a call and sort of say, listen, I've a bit of an issue or whatever. And just sort of say, listen, I use such and such a guy for that. And that's how we get our mentors and the specialist. And in fairness, there are some incredible people out there with incredible knowledge that can share.
By coincidence, both of you have two arms to both of your businesses. There's Kilo and Yogurts, and then you do own brand for some of the supermarkets.
Yeah.
Anya, you do your chocolate, and you also do own brand as well. How easy is it to keep both of those plates spinning simultaneously and not end up neglecting one of them?
Yeah, for us, Philip, it drove our business. Like, private label helped us so much because it gave us volume in our business. The cooperation that we have with the retailers is phenomenal. Like, they brought us along on the quality route. They brought us, they ran programs that we attended or whatever, and it actually was, it developed and helped to develop. It was almost like being mentors to us at some stages. Now, look, there's tough times as well with it, and there always is that clash between your brand and your private label work. But the pieces and the mindset you need to get into is your relationship is all about strategy, and they like strategy and they like sort of saying, well, listen, we need your brand and we need private label from you. And it's then how you manage that and manage it with them and sort of say, listen, my brand is important. I need my brand for my business, but I'm willing to trade private label. And that's it. Sometimes it's a trade-off. Sometimes it's about your innovation. Our innovation comes through our brand. And it follows through in private label because there's always a life cycle on every product that you do, and that's how you do it. But it's they work with you and work well with you, but you have to manage it.
It's never been Sophie's Choice for you. You're able to love both children equally, are you?
Yes, for me it is, and it did bring, you know, our business journey. It brought us volumes. We learned loads from, you know, doing private label plus our own brand as well. So, you know, it did bring us on a, you know, a bigger business journey.
Very good. SkillsNet is the place to go and find yourself, your mentor, and see if this is for you, Annie.
Absolutely. So, I mean, there's lots of ways that you can get mentors. I always say, think about your network around you, who's a free mentor, essentially, that you can rely on, use as a sounding board. At Skillnet Ireland, there's fantastic programs running through that. The way in which I get lots of mentoring is through Blasnaharan Irish Food Awards, who, you know, if you're shortlisted or win, they've been going now for 17 years.
And there are plenty of people who did, as your sister did, I think, Nicholas, just bumped into one here at Bloom a couple of years ago after walking out of the Countrywide studio. All right, Nicholas, Annie, Anne, thank you all very much for joining us in studio this morning. That is